You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Can't repeat what Rico just said. Yep. You can keep laughing. Just don't say what you just said. Kenny, I'll share it with you during the break. It's a line for me, myself, and Irene.
One of the greatest movies ever.
You haven't seen it, Kenny?
Watch it. You haven't seen it? Okay.
Oh, yeah, big time. One of the few movies I actually have seen.
Take a text, and then we'll keep it moving.
Wow, Paul taking strays over here. That's from Jim. Paul the racist. That's from
No.
Paul, do you care to defend yourself here?
No, because there's there's no need. It was just a one-liner. Paul Sarah is not racist.
No, he's not.
Everybody calm down.
People texting in about Stetson Bennett, which we got to at the end of it.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts was also texted in frequently during this segment.
Could have been. Look, I think Colt Brennan could have been.
That's the other popular name that's popped up frequently on this. On the text.
I mean, Colt Brennan got Hawaii. Now, I know they ended up getting curb stomped. He got Hawaii to a BCS game against Georgia. Colt Brennan, I mean, they throw the ball like 80 times a game.
Yeah,
Nightmare.
Right. No, you're right.
All right. Now, I want to bring this up. ESPN had a camp report about the Lions. I don't think it's a good thing. Look, we have talked about the coordinators and the loss of Ben Johnson, and the fan base is split. Some people are like me. They think it's a big deal. Other people are, well, Ben Johnson's a moron, and he wasn't that good anyways. Okay.
Yeah, he had a foot out the door.
Right. The point is, ESPN came here, and their takeaway is Jared Goff is going to have the most say over this offense he's ever had. Complete authority. And on surface, you go, oh, that's great. We're paying him $50 million. He's a veteran, smart guy. I actually don't think that's a good thing. Step back from it and ask yourself, how many quarterbacks in this sport would you trust to give complete authority, their complete stamp on an offense? I'd say Joe Burrow.
Yes.
I'd say Patrick Mahomes. Duh.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, yeah. I think, has graduated to that. And that's probably it.
Not even Lamar?
Hell no. Okay. He can't complete a pass. The point I'm making is there aren't many guys I would want. Like in the history of the NFL, when I think of guys, I go, all right, they're calling their game. It's their Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right. Jared Goff had a collaborative relationship with Ben Johnson. And together, they helped each other. It got Ben Johnson's career launched and a head coaching job. It saved Jared's career. Now, here's my thing. You know where I'm at with this football team.
Right.
I am very nervous about them. And I don't have high hopes this year. But when you read ESPN's takeaway from their camp visit, that this is all going to be on Goff, that it's going to be his offense, etc., I actually think that's a bad thing. That doesn't mean Goff's a bad player. We just got done saying there's 3-4 guys in the league who I'd want to have the most say over their offense.
Right.
Tell me, am I, and please feel free, people, I actually view it as a negative.
It is a little bit of a negative, Mike, because this is where, for the football people, I'm about to say a dirty word, but if you're going to be in control of the offense, you need to be a playmaking type quarterback. You need to be that guy. That's not Jared Goff's game. Jared Goff's more of a game manager. And I know a lot of people see game manager as this negative term, but it's not. There's a lot of great players who manage the game. I do think you're going to miss Ben Johnson. I don't think that, you know what, he was just some idiot. No, Ben Johnson was able to tailor an offense for everybody's strengths, and you saw it in games. Now you're asking Jared to kind of, okay, I'm going to take what Ben taught me and just kind of keep going on. Like Ben Johnson was able to come up with the counter move when all of a sudden you thought they were going to go left, he would go right. I don't know if Jared Goff can do that. So I'm with you. And we're going to wait to see what John Mort's going to do. He's going to be up in the booth, not out, down on the field. This is going to look a lot different. And I think we're going to find out almost immediately looking at the schedule that this team is going to play, whether this is going to work or not.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Let me read to you what ESPN said. I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. Basically, on the ground, people acknowledge Ben Johnson's greatness. So that would end the fan theory, which is why privately a lot of people wish he weren't in the division. Goff points out he and new OC John Morton, who, by the way, is going to call plays from the booth, not on the field. That's a different dynamic. Hit it off during Morton's stint with the Lions in 2022. They've been kicking around creative ideas that are fun. What was apparent to me, Jeremy Fowler, before I got here and when talking to Goff in person, he will have his biggest influence on the offense yet. Part of the reason is Goff has found his voice. He's in year 10. He's a top 10 QB, wants to enter the top five. So if he wants to see something in the offense, he's going to speak up. I try to do a lot, he said. It's all Morton stuff, but I'm going to offer what I like and what I don't like and guide the thoughts in certain ways. As I've gotten older, I'm more certain in my opinions and can hold some weight with those. I think he respects it, and I'm going to get those things in there. Goff likes a lot about the offense, of course. Then they start listing all your really good players. Here's my question. Is it wrong that I'm more comfortable with Goff not having as big of a say? I like having an offensive genius put Goff in the right positions to succeed. Because my problem in all of this is I'm comfortable with Jared Goff with certain parameters. And I've been a Goff supporter. Mm-hmm. But am I wrong that I really get nervous? Now he's going to take the next step.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, Mike, because when I look at those the quarterbacks who you don't mind, I always look at that third
playmakers.
Third and seven, and the play broke down. Now what do you do? And I just think Goff is one that, okay, maybe I just tuck and run. Like, you don't feel confident. It's like when everything is set and the plays are working, he's a surgeon out there. I mean, he had games last year. He was perfect. But when that third and eight, fourth and nine, and he's got to go out there and make a play, not the guy who I want out there leading the team. That's just me.
Why don't we do this? I mean, we're sitting here on August 5th, and I know we're basically a month from kickoff. What is your confidence level in Jared Goff? No Ben Johnson. No Frank Ragnow. And no Zeitler. Just answer it. You are either every bit as confident as last year or less. I don't think there's a justifiable way, unless you're drunk, to call in and say you're more confident. That's not in the offing. You get chocolate or vanilla, don't ask for strawberry. You're as confident as last year or less. Say it with your chest. I'm less. I am less confident in Jared Goff. That's not a shot. The infrastructure is everything. To about 99% of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I don't believe Goff is the 1%. As Rico put it, the guy who is his own infrastructure. I'm less confident.
Yeah, I mean, there's
so go ahead and slander away on the ticket text.
No, like I said, when I look at the playmaking, the quarterbacks who run the offense, you just know, no matter what, somehow or another, they're going to find a way to get that first down. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I don't trust that John Morton is going to be Ben Johnson. And no. I don't trust that this whole line's going to be as good.
No, because
those two factors just end it right there for me.
Because if you're John Morton, I mean, look, I hate to say it, but you're almost coming in like the stepfather, and you don't know what, you know, do I put my stamp on this team or do I just run it, you know, business as usual, how it was, and just give some the old plays new names? Like, or do I just change it all and say, we're going to do this my way? He's kind of stuck because the Ben Johnson way worked. So what do you do? Do you just keep doing the Ben Johnson stuff? No, I think you were brought here to be an offensive coordinator. You got to put your stamp on this. And I don't know if it's going to be a symbiotic relationship like it was with Ben Johnson.
Here's the other thing that scares me out of this whole report. As for Davenport, he's played just 6 games in 2 years, but the Lions look at him as the perfect complement to Hutchinson with high upside. He's the key component. To be honest, one person said, he's going to be big for us. Yeah, in a hospital bed. Just look at the career. He's never available. At a certain point, it's who you are.
Yeah.
If I put an over-under on Marcus Davenport games that you'd wager your money on, what's the over-under? 6.5?
I was going to say 6. So, yeah.
They're banking on Davenport. Question, it's August 5th. We can't get you to talk about your quarterback? You guys okay out there? Or would you rather us talk about National Oyster Day? Pick a lane. 248-539-9797. Are you every bit as confident in your boy, or are you less? Those are your two choices. 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.